Bad Mormons.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Charlotte.
And we are two sisters. And we drink wine and we tell you stories on the internet.
Sometimes we're coherent, sometimes we're not. For those who listened to last week, I apologize.
Hoo, nanny. Well, we did preface the episode with a very glaring warning that said we had been drinking all day right. in the hot sun.
That's true.
So you knew what you were getting into, people. Okay. We can't be perfect all the time.
Right?
In fact, today, it's Sunday night. It's 8:30 p.m. This episode shall be released in just a mere short few hours. And our jobs really have gotten in the way of our podcast recording this week.
It's true.
It's been a lot of just, you know, going to work, doing the job.
Right.
Working the work.
Trying to ruin my life.
Also, did you notice that my hand is
wrapped up? I noticed that you look gimpy.
It's wrapped in gauze. It's mangled and mutilated. I bought I was at Costco, and they have these umbrellas for sale, and they've got a little solar panel on the top. So, you know, during the day, you can shade yourself from the hot desert sun. And at night, you have little LEDs under there that look all cool. So I came home from work. You guys were gone. I was like, I'm just going to set this up real quick. It's twilight. It's getting dark outside. And you know that part where, like, the little part clicks into the big part and there's, like, a little button, you know, that you got to push
in
then it snaps into the hole? So I was being very mindful because I didn't want to smash my skin in that part. And what did I do?
Oh.
That little meaty piece right between your thumb and your forefinger, like an inch thick of that was just smashed into that, snapped into that thing. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then it's like, I needed to like figure out, I was trying to run cold water on it. The water came out blazing hot. The dog starts shitting everywhere. So I had to pick up the dog with one hand. The water's running in the sink. I went to put him in his playpen. I dropped him sort of hard because my hand was shaking so bad. I get back to the sink and it's like purple and red, but then the middle of it had started to turn white. Yeah, it's really not good. And all my fingers are swollen and I can hardly like make a fist.
Did you put some arnica on it? Is that gonna help?
No, I didn't. Oh man, it's just such a nightmare. Anyway, that also has hindered my podcast recording this week.
I was in Oceanside drinking a lot of wine, so I slept until 1:30 today.
That sounds way more fun than what I was doing.
Everywhere we went, we had the worst service. Like, first place we go, there's just one dude doing everything. We're like, is he cooking our food back there, too? Like, Dana's been there 100 times. I think it's called, like, Rosewood or something. Poor server, man. Like, we both gave him $20 each, even though, you know, like, it's questionable service, but it's like, it wasn't his fault. Like,
it's tough out there right now.
So we're just like, okay, well, we'll go get dinner somewhere else. And like, just everywhere we went, it was just kind of like, what is up with tonight? So weird vibes last night. You got hurt. We had terrible service.
Yeah, it relates. It tracks. It's funny. It's like people don't want to work really hard for slave wages anymore for some reason.
It's weird how that works.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
I can't really pick it up. Pick up the white glass with that hand. There we go. Cheers.
Cheers. We're drinking Bogle Cabernet.
Which is a cheap bottle that's kind of good.
Exactly. Like, I'm actually finishing off my leftover bottle of Coco Bond from the other night. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. I can't wait to get into the Bogle.
Yeah, the Coco Bond's, you know, whatever.
It's okay when it's your third bottle of wine.
Don't tell them how much. I mean, three bottles between
two people, right?
Yeah, well, we should move on. We're going to do a very short little episode, a little parable, if you will, because we had the pleasure of talking with our sister Tiffany the other day, and she had a very funny story. So that's going to be our main story since I haven't had the time to think of a good one for
Hooray!
You. But I don't want to skip totally over Mormon Corner because I found a funny law. I don't know if it's real. I just pulled it off the internet, but it seems legit because it's from a website called Only in Your State, which is a clickbait website.
Okay.
But they say, so this is crazy laws in Utah. The first law is called throw rocks somewhere else. It's from Logan.
Oh.
Logan has a law against throwing rocks, quote, to annoy any traveler or pedestrian. You can't throw rocks to annoy people. Unless, of course, you get the property owner's permission. Then you can be as annoying as you'd like.
Okay.
So that's a law. In St. George, it's against the law to wait more than 2 days to bury a deceased pet.
Oh.
You must bury your pet within 2 days of it dying.
What about a bonfire? Does that count?
Oh, this is a really good one. Whale hunting is illegal in Utah. Whale hunting.
Jesus Christ. Of course it is.
Those plans
with all the whales that are readily available.
Those plans you had to harpoon a whale in the Great Salt Lake just been thwarted. In Salt Lake City, you can only have casual contact with the milkman. There are no laws on the books regarding the gardener or the paperboy, in case you were wondering. But the milkman...
Casual contact? What does that mean?
Hey, it's, you know, I don't know. We should maybe write a letter to City Hall. you can't herd sheep down the streets of Salt Lake City. That's illegal. You must drive on the road. It's illegal to drive on the sidewalk in Salt Lake City.
What about a bicycle?
Isn't that illegal everywhere?
I would think so.
And then, finally, Utah mothers lobbied for this law. In Utah, you're required to keep at least one hand on the handlebars of your bike at all times. There's none of this holding your, waving your hands in the air. All Jack and Rose from Titanic while you're on your bicycle.
Well, then, what's the point?
Oh, here's another one from Logan. Sorry, I was going to stop because I thought they were getting boring, but listen to this. Swearing is illegal in Logan.
I should have been arrested many a time.
Good Lord, have mercy.
I actually kind of feel like a dick. I think I was like maybe 17, 16, maybe even 15. I don't think I was that old, but it was me, Kelly, Davey Laser, and I think Patrick was actually with us that time. And we were at like one of those A&W restaurant type things, you know, where you get your burger or whatever, sit down. And every other word was, fuck this and fuck that. And some dad was like, hey, can you guys please stop? Like, my child's right here. And we're like, oh, I'm going to fucking cry. Like, just assholes. Because you're a teenager and you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Teenagers are assholes.
But I could have been arrested.
Yeah, you could have. It's against the law. So, anyway. Knowledge bomb, internet.
There you go. Be careful out there, Utah friends.
Is there anything else we want to tell the people before we let them hear Tiffany's hilarious story?
Just that Justice Thomas is in the hospital.
Oh, I did hear that.
He has flu-like symptoms and some sort of infection. Mm. Just saying. I hope that the Republicans pray for him the way they prayed for RGB.
To die?
Pretty much. pretty much.
They were praying for her to die.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Karma.
People are saying
karma. All right. So that's all it.
Here, I got a couple things.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of trap music for kids?
No. I've barely heard of trap music for adults.
Go on Spotify, put in trap music for kids. One of my coworkers told me about it, and it's pretty hilarious. I'm not going to say anything more than that.
You have to explain to me what trap music is, because I have no idea. You don't know? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what regular trap music is. I've only heard trap music for kids. But it's really funny. So listen to it. Then Spotify. We'll circle back next week. Perfect. And we'll discuss. There was that. One more thing was Anonymous, you know, the like hacktivists, they call them hacktivist groups. They have decided to set their sights hard on Mudbutt Turd Girl,
yes.
Which makes me so happy.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, she's out there picking fights with people about stupid shit, as she does.
And
finally,
forte.
Yeah, finally they were like, they put out, she's fighting with somebody on Twitter back and forth, you know, trying to be demeaning, but just coming off as a stupid bitch.
Because she's stupid.
Yeah. She's like, I'll tell you what, pumpkin. Like, that kind of thing in her tweets. And then, I know. Anonymous responded to her, and this is what they said. Russian asset Marjorie Taylor Greene will go down in history as one of the dumbest politicians ever. History will not be kind to you, nor will we. Hashtag anonymous.
Fabulous.
So we'll keep you guys posted on that because I'm following that hashtag. Perfect. For goddamn sure. She's so awful. She's so awful.
Man, I'm really sad that you haven't heard anything more about Matt Gaetz either lately. Like,
I know.
Hoping for the best on that one.
Checking every day. It's gonna go down. Something's gonna happen. It's not just gonna fizzle out into the universe. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot. I do have one more thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I probably shouldn't even say this. I'm going to try to keep it as, what's the word? Nondescript? No. Basically, it just happened today, and I don't want to get in trouble from my work for talking about it because it's, like, fresh.
Okay.
But I really don't want the person that it happened to like, to get back to them. But basically what happened was there was a female in the customer bathroom, you know, going into the stall to pee, sits down, and an old man comes in, jumps up on the toilet, and peeping toms her over the barrier, the stall thing or whatever.
Fuck that.
Right? And she screams, and, like, he runs out. So that's what I've spent my whole day doing today, is, like, looking at the cameras, trying to find. And the only description I have is probably Asian, green and yellow sneakers. So I'm just looking for green and yellow sneakers. But I was like, what is this, the fucking 50s? We're peeping tomming people?
Right.
In public? In a public space?
I'd be so pissed.
Dude.
I would be so pissed. I would run out after him.
I think I would, too. Even if my pants were down.
I won't hit you, bitch.
Yo, you want to see it? Take a good look.
Give you something to look at.
Anyway, that's I just
something about meat curtains.
I couldn't even believe it. I was just like, "Are you kidding me, dude?"
Again, you're sitting on a toilet. It's not like there's much to see.
No,
you know, it's not like you're wearing a romper, so your outfit's down around your ankles.
And even if it was, what would you see from that angle, from an aerial view?
What a fucking gross, gross person.
Totally. So be careful out there, people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what you could do to, like, defend yourself from that. Like, you can't. You're going to put up a tent? Like,
yeah. It's like all those stories you used to hear. I don't know. Maybe this is just a Utah thing because, you know, Utah's crazy about peeping, satanic panic, peeping toms, upskirt photos. It was always like, when I was a kid, you were supposed to check the bathroom to make sure there was no hidden cameras in there, or check the dressing room.
I still do that. If I go to, like, an Airbnb or a hotel room, I look for, like, red lights, even though technology's probably now advanced enough that you're not going to have that. But, like, wonder where it could be at. But I'm like, if anybody really cares that much to be, like, creeping on me, have fun with that, I guess.
Yeah, you can put it in a, you know, the little bricks that you plug your USB into, the little square, you know, that goes into the outlet. I was helping my friend do some research for, like, invisible hidden cameras, and that's like, you can get one for $20 on Amazon. You can't tell it's a camera at all. It just looks like,
well, I mean, that's, I won't go too into it, but I've dealt with hidden cameras, actually, now that you mention it. And the two that I remember seeing, one was just a black box, and I wouldn't have thought anything of it because it was like the size of, like, I don't know, a little bigger than a dice, but because it had a wire out of it, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, it's a motherfucking camera. And then there was one that would look like a pen. And the reason why I knew is because it was pointed a certain direction that I'm like, why would there be a pen in here? And why is it pointed that way? So I didn't do anything other than just throw it in a drawer because I'm like, I'm not dealing with this shit.
I would have flushed it down the toilet.
You know, I would have broken them all now. The things that you don't think to do when you're a child.
Yeah, true that. All right. Sorry, internet. We're not being very entertaining with our podcast this week, but...
What are you talking about? I'm constantly fucking entertaining.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not entertaining. I think it's just because my hand hurts so bad and I'm not drunk and... blah, blah, blah. But luckily, our sister Tiffany, who's the funny one, who lives far away from us, and her internet sucks. Otherwise, we would have her on the podcast
all the
fucking time. But anyway, she's kind enough to record a story. What did she say? Like, her storytelling skills have been crafted and honed over the last 6 months or something. I don't know. Anyway, unless you have anything more, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Let's hear a story from our sister Tiffany.
Fabulous.
And enjoy.
I was in the back room and I was trying to be all nice and comfortable, and the internet was not having it.
It's like, no, you will be uncomfortable
in the cold,
in the dark, in
the town,
at night, where no one can hear you scream. Because no one comes much closer than that.
Nobody does. So, moment of silence, Corey Haim's death anniversary.
Oh,
That's right. You killed Corey.
I mean, it's not my birthday yet. Although I know this won't, air till after my birthday. But do you guys want to just go over bad things that happen on my birthday?
Yes, absolutely.
What we've got, the first documented case of Spanish flu.
It's on March 11th.
It was. The COVID-19 pandemic was declared a pandemic March 11th.
You have a lot of
Tsunami
pandemic
disaster.
related.
What?
You have a lot of pandemic related disasters on.
Totally. Totally. Tsunami disaster, also a disaster. My birthday. Born, my birthday. And then also, I know we've covered it, but 9/11's half birthday.
Have we covered it? I don't think we have
We've
covered
covered
that.
That's some bad shit.
That's a lot of bad shit. We heard you might have a story you want to share with our listeners.
Picture it. There I am. I'm a cat, and so I've stepped back home just for a couple things. So I'm shoeless because it's the summertime. I'm braless because I'm cat sitting, and who am I going to see, right? I do have a sweater on and some, I think, sweatpants, but they might have been sweat shorts. Because again, it's the summer.
Wait, hold on. So we've got sweat shorts, no bra, no shoes. Go on.
And a sweater. The sweater is
The
important, and a
sweater.
t-shirt. Yeah. Okay. So I've done the things that I need to do at my house, and I'm going to the car. And I go to get into it. I've unlocked it. I'm pretty sure the car is running. Let's say the car is running. This is important too. No, it's not. Sorry about that. You can edit that out. So the car is running, and in my rear view mirror, I see something in the road try to get up and fall back down, and a car coming at it. So I, like anybody would, get out of the car, flail my arms while running at the thing in the road so that the car doesn't hit it, right?
Yeah.
And that's pretty good, whatever. Like, who's this crazy braless lady running at me with her arms flailing? They didn't stop, they just swerved around me and kept going. It's a pretty busy street, I get it. And it's a hawk in the middle of the road. It's like a
Wait. I like to imagine it's like that scene in Back to the Future where the lady's, grabbing onto her husband's shoulder and being like, "Don't stop, Larry! Don't keep going."
For sure. Or like I could be the zombie in the, what is that? George Ramirez. No, not George. What's the one?
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead, when she's they're coming to get you, Barbara. I'm the zombie. So it's a hawk. So I throw my sweater off and I grab the hawk, and I'm like this heart. I mean, it's obviously been hit, right? Because it like can't walk and it's like flailing a little bit, and so my mind's like broken arm. We got to get it to the bird sanctuary. So I wrap the hawk as tightly as I can and hold it to my chest so it can't move,
Is
and
it pecking
then
at your
I.
face?
No, it's stunned for sure. It's
Okay.
stunned. It's like a juvenile hawk. So it's pretty big. It's got a beak that could just break my fucking bones, which I don't think about because I'm gonna save this life. And so I hold it to my chest and I start driving. And it's to Nugent's Corner is where the animal sanctuary is. I don't know. I think it's like 20 minutes away, maybe.
At the Mount
And I'm
Baker
really
Highway, right?
down at the Mount Baker Highway, yeah. And so I go and I'm speeding. I'm like going 75 while this bird is slowly getting less and less stunned as I'm driving. And it's like kind of like looking out the window a little bit, like, what, bitch, what are you doing? Right. And it, like, really, it's like I got it pretty tight, so it can't really move its neck, but you can see it kind of trying to get its shoulders up and out. And I'm like, baby, I'm gonna save you. So we get there. I get there, no problems, no accidents. My heart is racing. I was racing, but I didn't get pulled over. Nothing happened. So I'm getting out of the car, shoeless. scrawlless. Probably haven't combed my hair. That's fine. And with this bird clutched to my chest, and I get out, and it like tries to move its shoulders again, and so I like loosen it just a little bit, and it claws my finger, like it like its giant claw. It's fucking flesh tearing claw. Yep. Like just claws me just a little bit, just a little bit. Like it's just like, ow, you fucker. And I knock on the door, and somehow, even though because I just loosened it just enough that it flew away, and that's when they answered the door. And I also wasn't wearing a mask either, so because you know you're supposed to wear a mask. So it's I was like, hey, like what do you say? Like, I don't. I swear there was a hawk. I'm pretty sure they asked me to leave, which I did. I got it, you know. So they're like, okay. And luckily for me, the hawk stayed in the tree, like right by their front door. So as I was driving away, I saw them tentatively come out, you know, not armed or anything. It wasn't that scary. And they looked in. Saw the hawk, so I think I got, you know, in the end it was okay, but I like to imagine I would think.
I like to imagine what would have happened if you would have gotten pulled over.
I'm sure I had a crazy look in my eye too, because you I think that I probably would have stopped. Like, what can you do? Like, I can't be like me and this hawk have places to be, sir.
We're going out. I guess the moral is
you can't stop me. I love this bird.
Looking for something refreshing to help you unwind after a long day at your super important job? Well, look no further. Introducing Maga Margarita. Maga Margarita is the greatest pre-made margarita you'll ever have, and the only margarita you'll want to drink until you die. What makes Maga Margarita the best? Well, just like the Made in China tag in your Maga hat reminds you, you can't trust America to make a great product. That's why all of our ingredients are sourced from other countries, ensuring that no American jobs are created. The best rapists and tequila come from Mexico, and so does ours. Our limes and delicious sugar sweeteners are farmed and purchased from China. We also include bags of salt to rim your glass, salt that comes straight from, you guessed it, China. And just like number 45, Maga Margaritas are smart, super smart. Maga Margs can only be chilled with ice cubes made from bottled water from other countries. If you try to use America water, the Maga flavor will automatically change to taste like urine. Plus, all those extra empty plastic bottles will look great littering the streets, helping to keep America the garbage capital of the world. Plus, our listeners can save an extra 10% online with the discount code COFEFE. That's COVFEFE. So enjoy Maga Margaritas, because everyone knows the only way to make America great again is to get drunk and fucking forget about it.
Well, that's our short little show this week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
And if you have any stories you'd like to share, or if you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, send us an email at fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
You can check out our website. We have an official merch that you can get from TeePublic, which is on our link tree, which you can find in all of our social medias.
Leave us a review on Apple Podcast. We like 5 stars. We like 4 stars. We hate 1 stars.
Yeah.
And if you're going to leave us a 1 star, don't do it anonymously. Put your name to that shit.
And tell us why you think we're 1 stars.
Yeah, you little bitch.
You can become a patron for as little as $3 and for as much as you want to give me.
And finally, we have a YouTube channel, and this will be our 100th upload. Like, subscribe, and share with your friends.
Have we done 100 episodes?
No, just uploads, because we've done some commercials and patron videos and sweet. Things like that. So,
well, like and subscribe and share with your friends.
Absolutely. And thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.